Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show. And in today's episode, I wanted to talk on people having just an unnecessary... You should look. All right, here's the thing. You shouldn't have hate in your heart at all, but I feel that there are some people out there that just got an unnecessary amount of hate in their heart. So the main motivation behind this podcast episode is of a video game that I do plan on playing tonight on stream. Maybe by the time you guys hear this, stream has already been said and done. So at the end of the day, I really don't know how I'm going to personally like this game. But there are people spreading misinformation about this game. And I'm thinking to myself, fam, like, if you could... So, alright, backstory. So I was reacting to FaZe Jeff's video of himself playing the game. Game's called Dragon's Dogma 2. And he was playing the game. Honestly, I watched this video and I was like, bruh, I am now invested into this game. I want to get this game. I want to play it. I'm not going to pass up on this game. I remember another game that I told myself I was going to probably pass up on it just because of, like, it doesn't really look all that appealing to me is Helldivers 2. Helldivers 2 is probably one of the most played games I've been playing this year alone, okay? Ever since that game came out, I had to say I've been playing that game just about every day. I might have skipped a day or two, but I've just been playing Helldivers 2 every day. And even the little bit of Dragon Dogmas 2 that I played on PC. So the weird thing about it is that when I tried playing it on PC, like, the frame rate was all off. So I was like, you know what, forget it. I don't know if it's my monitor. I don't think it's my monitor, because I'm like, I'll play other games and it looks perfectly fine. So I don't know if that game requires too much and then it's just different. But anyways, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to get this game on console and see how it is on there. So, I was watching FaZe Jeff's video. And he was saying that about that game was that people have been just giving an unnecessary amount of hate to this game because of the microtransactions that's in it. But he also did say that everything that they're asking for in the microtransaction store, you can play the game and unlock that stuff. So when I heard about the microtransactions, that was one of the reasons why I was all like, no, I'm not going to have it where it's like, oh, I got to pay for this and pay for that. No, but when I heard that you can just unlock this stuff by playing the game, I'm like, bro, that's one thing that I feel that when they got hate in their heart, they don't try to, like, talk, I guess, more so in a neutral mindset. Like, they just only want to say how they feel, and then they want to turn how they feel into facts. And I'm like, fam, you have to understand that what you're saying is not facts. That there's going to be people that looks at your review, and then they're going to be thinking like, oh, well, that's what the game is, and they end up passing up on that game, and then it's a really good game. And that's why I always recommend it, at least for me, because I know that's something where I'm like, I know I'll have, like, my criticizing words to say about the game, but that is something that I will make it clear. And I guess if I don't make it clear, I'm gonna make it clear right now that when I play a video game and I get mad at it, I'm getting mad at it. All right, I don't want other people to get mad at me with the game. If there's a game, the funny thing is like, there's the one game, Apex Legends. just recently deleted that game. I have no desires on playing that game again. But do you think my friends are going to stop playing that game because I'm done playing it? No. That's one thing that people need to understand is that everybody, and I feel that a lot of people, they be doing that. They're hateful so they can, like, get attention from it and stuff. And I'm like, fam, you're not going to get nowhere being hateful. I'm gonna tell you that right now. There's probably people in this world that don't get nowhere being happy. But I'm saying at the end of the day, you definitely ain't going to get nowhere being hateful. I'm saying it's one of those things where it's like, you know, you just being hateful towards something for no reason. I'm like, bruh, like, that's just, it's crazy, you know, even outside of video games. But when I see, like, even musical artists and stuff, there's the one, and I have to say, she's probably in the best part of her career, if not, she's getting there. But there's this rapper, has she done singing music? I guess, like, in a way, she did, kind of. She did that self-love song for the Spider-Man movie and things, the Miles Morales ones. And, Coi Leray. I remember people was hating on this girl. Like, I'm saying, she would be at a concert, right? She would be at a show or a festival, whatever it was. But anyways, she would be up there on stage performing. Nobody is giving that girl love. I mean, nobody. And that's probably why she did that song, Self-Love. Like, honestly, though, I felt bad for the girl. I was like, nah, man, people dogging her music like that. And it's like, fam, her music is actually good. Like, there's some songs, that's something that I always sit down and I think of. You guys know me, you know I'm into story writing, but I also think of one day, like, I want to get my stories and turn them into movies and things. And I always think of, like, what songs would I want on the soundtrack? Coi Leray is definitely, she got some songs that I would want on my soundtrack. Like, there's a racing story that I am gonna work on here soon, and I definitely, if it's ever a time where my, like, racing story gets turned into a movie, I'm like, no, at some point in time, I have, like, the ideal scene, and I'm like, fam, it would be so perfect, okay, to have her song playing in the background. So, but yeah, I just think that it was mad disrespectful when people were, like, just straight dogging her music. And it's like, for what? That's something that I, like, that would always, like just people that's just hateful. Because I know with me, I would say that I'm not a hateful person, but I am, like, easily irritated. You know, things will easily irritate me, but I can't say, like, oh, I hate this video game. Oh, you know, I hate this artist, or I hate this actor, or I hate this wrestler. Like, I was just talking on that with even wrestling, and I'm like, how there's people that got genuine hate towards a wrestler, and I'm like, fam, what has that person done to you? What is that video game? Like, I get if they've done something personally to you, but if they've done absolutely nothing to you, like, even with wrestling, I'll tell you this much. I'm like, you got people out there where it's like, they take that wrestling stuff to the heart. I'm saying, like, you got people out there where it's like, they just recently on this past Friday on SmackDown, the Roman Reigns, he's walking to the backstage, but he kind of, like, turns and he's calling for Jimmy Uso and Solo Sikoa to jump Cody Rhodes. You guys probably don't even know what I'm talking about, but if you're wrestling fans, then you most likely know what I'm talking about. But anyways, there's this woman in the background, and I'm not going to repeat what she said because it was a little explicit, but at the same time, I'm like, fam, do you not realize that this is an act? Like, that's something that I should say about wrestling. It's like, fam, wrestling is an act. It ain't no different than a movie. It ain't no different than a TV show. I'm saying, like, people literally take that stuff to the heart. Even movies and TV shows, they take that stuff to the heart. And I'm like, fam, they'll have it where it'll be a TV show where, like, a important character gets killed by a villainous character. And they're all like, oh, now I gotta ambush this guy. No, and it's funny, there's this old Keenan Ivory Wayans movie, Jada Pinkett Smith is in there, and I know a lot of people probably know what this movie is if you've seen it, but there's this movie called A Low Down Dirty Shame. Honestly, top tier movies that I grew up watching. That's a movie where I'm like, it don't matter how many times I've watched it, it's always going to be one of those movies where I'm like, I watched it in my childhood, I had nothing but laughs in my childhood while watching that movie, and even now in my adult years, still watching that movie and now get a better understanding. Because at times, you know, you just watch that movie and you just, as a kid, you see it and it's just a lot of silly scenes in there. I watch it now and I get a better understanding of the movie, and I'm like, it's still a funny comedy. There's nothing but comedy throughout that whole movie. But anyways, so there's a scene in that movie. Sorry if I spoil this scene for you guys. If you want to pause this episode, go watch that movie and then come back to this episode. You very well can. But anyways, it's an old movie. The movie came out, I think, like, yeah, back in the 90s and stuff. So, but anyways, so Jada Pinkett Smith, she sees this actor. It's like, so it's like an actor within a movie and stuff. It's one of them types of deals, right? So anyways, so she sees this actor from her favorite TV show. She walks up to him. She's all, I think the guy's name was Chad. And she was like, Chad. And then at some point in time, decks this man in the face. I'm saying, sends this man flying across tables, sitting there yelling at him and stuff, going off on him. And I'm thinking to myself, fam, it was a TV show. Like, this was, again, in the movie. Jada Pinkett Smith didn't actually punch somebody in the face over a TV show. But, yes, in that movie, her character went clean off on Chad. And I'm like, fam, that's crazy. And there's people that will actually do stuff like that. There's people that will take that stuff to the heart, like, wherever, whatever movie or TV show it is. And it's like, no, a TV show where it got a crazy amount of hate. And I, you know, and the thing is this, never sat down, never watched the show, but I just remember people were hot about the ending of that show. And they were like, got to the point where it was like, I think they were like attacking people that was behind the show about it and stuff. But anyways, Game of Thrones. Oh my God. I know that it was funny because it was one of my friends that I used to work with. And I, because she always would tell me about Game of Thrones every time. Like, I think it was Sunday when that show would come on. So I didn't watch the show, but I would be all like, I definitely would ask her. I'm like, hey, what happened last night on Game of Thrones? I'm like, nah, you know, incite me on this Game of Thrones stuff that's going on. But all I remember is that somebody, I think, yeah, they went crazy. No, I think it was the blonde girl, because I remember she was in the Terminator. They did, like, a Terminator movie, and she was supposed to be, like, Sarah Connor and stuff. But, and I think she controlled the dragons. And so she, I think she went crazy, killed the village, just started going crazy in the last few episodes. I guess none of it made no sense, because there was, I think there was, it was either on some stuff where she didn't have no business to go crazy. But anyways, regardless, she went crazy. I think she ended up getting killed. Oh, people were hot. I don't even know if that was the part that people were mad about, but I just know people were mad about that series finale, to the point where a conversation was getting started up that they might redo the season finale and stuff. And so, man, but I just remember when I came into work and I asked the my friend, I was all like, hey, so how was the series finale? She was like, I hated it. It was the worst series finale of all. Oh, she was going off. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, I don't know what's going on with that show, but yeah, you know, I have been following what you've been saying these past few weeks, telling me about the show. But yeah, man, people, they were going off on that show. But, and I'm saying, it's like, it shouldn't even get to that point. It shouldn't get to that point where it's like, you don't, because my thing is this, with a video, okay, so because I feel like I need to go in order. With a video game, I can understand being mad about a video game, because it's like, when you put so much amount of money into this game, like, for an example, I know, like, when I see KSI, that's the thing, though. KSI, he don't come off as a hateful person. He comes off as somebody, he might got beef with them, but he doesn't come off as a person where it's like, oh, I'm losing sleep at night over this person, you know? So, but anyways, a video game where I highly doubt if there's anything in this world that he's, like, gonna be losing sleep over, I know for a fact it will never be the video game FIFA, or now called FC24, or whatever they wants to be called and things, but I grew up calling the game FIFA. So anyways, but I feel like if KSI, he would have a legitimate reason on why he hates that video game. And if he were to tell me that he hated that video game, it wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't be one of those things where I'm all like, well, no, man, you know, you shouldn't hate. No, I'm like, you have valid reasons for hating on that game. I'm saying, you buy a $60 game and then they have you put thousands. And I know at the end of the day, like, yeah, that was his choice. He did what he wanted to do. So it's like, he can't be mad at anybody besides himself. But at the same time. If I'm buying your guys' product, I expect to get something good in return. Not having it where it's all like, that's like you buy a loaf of bread and then to just get each slice of the bread and it might not even be a good slice. Like, so let's say you get, like, let's say you get a plastic, like, bag, right? It's a bread bag. And then if you want to go and get other slices of bread, then you have to call this number and they'll ship you out a piece of bread. One piece of bread, right? So let's say they ship you out, you pay, you're all like, okay, well, I want the best of the best, so I'm gonna pay the most amount of money. They say the most amount of money for it. If you like really want to take a chance or a gamble on getting yourself a good piece of bread, it's gonna cost you $100. So you all like, you know what? I want me a good piece of bread. I'm gonna pay that $100. You get it, bread's moldy. And then you're like, well, dang. All right, well, let me go ahead and try again. That's the logic of FIFA. So when you're trying to build this ultimate team and you thinking like, okay, you buy like the best pack in the game, right? No, you don't get the best players. You're getting like some players that you never even heard of. Because I'm saying, I don't really be watching soccer like that. But I'm saying my thing is this. If I spend all this money on a pack, bro, I want nothing. Because I think like the best colored cards on there is like blue. I want nothing but blue cards, bro. I want best of the best players. I want the ultimate team when I buy myself a pack. But they have it set up where it's like you out here buying packs and then you're not even getting good players. And so it's like, fam, how am I supposed to react to that type of stuff? So KSI, and that's something that I've talked on before where it's like, I remember watching one of his videos and I think he said he spent over $5,000. Like when I like transferred that stuff from like pounds to like American currency. Yeah, that man, he spent like, I think it was well over $5,000. I think it was in the thousands. I knew it was in the thousands. I think it was over $5,000. But if not that, I know it was in the thousands. But I'm like, fam, even if it was in the hundreds, that's still a lot. That's still way too much. And I'm like, that's something where it's like, you would think all these videos he's done, all these different, they would just give him the stuff. I'm saying, because if I have a video game, right, and there's a YouTuber that always plays my video game, always shows love to it, streams it, makes TikToks, makes YouTube videos, posts about this game literally everywhere. He says this is his all-time favorite game. He or she says that this is their all-time favorite video game. They play this game day and night. Okay, and they're sitting down waiting for the sequel to come out. My thing is this, let's say, because that's a video game that I will always like to work on as a racing game. And then there's like a car in there where it's like, oh, they say it's their all-time favorite car. And they like they love that car. That's the only car that they use in that game. You best believe I'm gonna be like, no, you ain't gotta put no money towards that game. I'm like, let me know what your username is for this, you know, for Xbox, PlayStation, wherever I would release that game on and stuff, PC. I'm like, you let me know what your username is. I'm sending you that card for free. Bump all that? No, if I make like, if let's say if I made hundreds of millions of off of a racing game, I'm like, no, okay, so like, let's say if they are like their all-time dream car is a Dodge Challenger Hellcat or Demon or something like that, right? And they always use it and they play my game, they got nothing but love for it. I'm like, you know what? No, what's your address? I'm like, I'm sending you a Dodge Challenger, Hellcat, Demon, whatever it is that you want, but I'm sending that to you because you shown support to my game. So you know what? I gotta repay you. I gotta do something because I'm all like, that's you. You brought so many people to play my game. So I'm like, bro, I gotta show love. And I'm like, and then on top of that, you know what? Nah, I'm gonna get you the Dodge Challenger in the video game too. So you ain't even got to put no money that you make in the video game towards that car. No, I'm giving you that car with the best of the best parts. You ain't got to do no extra stuff. I'm saying it's still there if you want to like use any other cars and things. But no, you're getting that car for free along with every other parts that makes the car more powerful and faster and stronger and all that stuff. So, but yeah, I'm making sure of it though that the community is well taken care of. It ain't going to be no microtransactions. It ain't going to be all this other extra stuff. But at the same time though, it's like if I come out, because that's something I'm like, I'm make sure if I come out with a video game, it's gonna be, you know, it's gonna be good. And I feel like that there's a lot of these games where they don't do that. So with video games, I can understand why a person would have hatred in their heart towards that game, because you put so much time, money, and effort into that game just to have it where they kind of just like, it'll be a situation where they just give up on you, or they don't care about how you feel, they don't care about stuff that you want for the game. I'm like, okay, if you wake up one day and I stop playing this game, and then you notice a lot of other people stop playing the game, you guys brought down yourself. You don't care about about people. So how you think I'm going to feel about that? I'm not going to want to continue supporting a game like that. But like anything else where it doesn't really require a whole lot of time and like money and stuff, and then you just got like hatred in your heart towards like that person, individual thing, whatever it is.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Excuse me, that's just crazy. I'm like, nah, man, that's just crazy. The hate on an artist, like, oh, your music, I don't like your music, so therefore I gotta dislike every song you come out with. Or even, yeah, I'm like, I'm saying, like, I could even talk on something. I ain't gonna talk on, like, nothing involving me, but more so with content creators and stuff. I can think of some content creators where it's like, I know, actually, you know what, speaking of KSI, because it's funny, there is this one YouTuber I remember he used to beef with years ago. It was this guy named Gujon Daniel, and that was somebody. So he had, and him and KSI, they ended up being cool with each other at some point in time. But yes, at a point in time, they did have beef with one another. But he, yeah, he was cool with him. I don't even know if that guy, if he still posts post content and things. What's that guy? Gujon Dan, does he still post? He probably don't even post no more. Nah, he don't post no more. That's crazy, because I was like, yeah, that guy, last time he posted a video was 3 years ago. And that's just messed up, man, because it's like, he, you know, he had a good thing going, but he did kind of mess it up, though, because he had, that was the whole situation with him and KSI, was that KSI, so he, I think it was like, I'm looking through social media, so he still does post on social media, but yeah, he, and people are still bringing that stuff up, man. No, KSI is following him, so I'm like, I guess that's yeah. Then the other side man guys, they're following him too, so yeah, it's just, it's one of those things where it's like, he did kind of bring it on himself. But anyway, so Gujon Daniel was being interviewed. And then when the interviewer had asked them, like, oh, who are all the people that you're thankful for? He thanked all these different people. And they was like, well, what about KSI? Then he was like, who is that? At that point, ruined his career. I mean, because all of Gujon Daniel fans were KSI fans. So when these guys was rating this man's videos with dislikes every time when he uploaded. And it was crazy, because it's like, he at some point in time made amends and made peace with KSI. And people were still hating on him. I'm saying, even just checking his Instagram, there was somebody that was like, oh, you could have been the potential side. You could have been the Sideman crew and stuff. And I'm like, bro, that stuff is old news. Like, let it go. So that's overall, that is the main message with this episode. Let it go. Because there is stuff in this world that should not get you as angry and as hateful as you are. It should never get you to that point. So anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. Make sure you like and subscribe if you're viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe if you're viewing this on podcast streaming service. Thank you guys and peace.